This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last fall, I bought a gorgeous hardy hibiscus labeled Luna White. It was to grow 3 feet tall. Turns out, it's actually strawberry cheesecake and grows to about 5 feet tall. That's okay. It's gorgeous. So why do you care? Well, first, it's interesting that plants can be mislabeled. It happens. In fact, it's kind of fun trying to figure out what it is you actually have. The other reason is that hardy hibiscus, more commonly known as Rose of Sharon, can be planted now. As a hardy shrub, planting now, with care, will give it a great head start next spring. I was recently on a motorcycle trip with friends, and we like to take the lesser traveled roads, the ones that meander through small towns. Traveling in Wisconsin, which happens to have some of the best motorcycling roads anywhere, I found a stunning red hibiscus. I'm pretty sure I figured out it's Cranberry Crush. This beauty grows to about 4 feet tall, and the 7 to 8 inch wide red blooms are just gorgeous. Perennial hibiscus should not be cut back in the fall. Rather, cut it back to 4 to 6 inches from the ground in the spring. Since this plant doesn't leaf out until late, any time in spring before the new growth appears is fine. The stems are quite woody, so a saw or a strong pair of loppers is necessary to cut through the thick stems. If you want to get really bushy and full hibiscus plants, when the shoots start to come out of the ground and are about 6 to 10 inches tall, pinch them in half. The pinch should be made just above a set of leaves. This will improve branching. Improved branching yields more flowers. If you're really dedicated, you can pinch them back 2 or 3 times before the 4th of July. Each time you pinch, take no more than half of the stem and pinch just above a set of leaves. I'll have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.